Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, many of you will know, of course, Mona McSharry won a bronze medal in the 100 metre breaststroke at the Paris Olympics yesterday evening. And her coach, Grace Meath, is with me on the line today. Grace, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, unbelievable yesterday evening. But yeah, really exciting stuff.
When did you first start working with Mona, Grace?
Well, Mona would have joined at the Marlins Club back in 2010-11. And I first started working with her on a kind of specific program for her probably in 2014-15. So yeah, 10 years ago, we would have first started to put all these plans into place.
There's obviously many students taking part in the Marlins Swimming Club at Ballyshannon Leisure Centre. It's a place I know well, Grace. But what made Mona stand out for you?
You know, when she her biggest attribute is probably her attitude. She has an incredible, as I say, she's very determined. She's very self-motivated. She kind of knows what she wants, and she's an extremely hard worker. You know, when we're training, she does the program. She does what's asked of her. She's always arriving on time, if not early, and gives it 100% all the time. You know, she wouldn't be happy if she didn't. So attitude is everything with Mona, and obviously she's quite talented to go with it, you know.
Were the Olympics something like this day, when you cast your mind back to when she first joined and started training with you in 2010, did you see this day coming?
Not in 2010 or anything then. It really kind of, we really put this in place after the trials, really, for 2016 Rio Olympics. She missed that, not that we were planning to go there, but she missed that by 0.9 of a second. And that was when I first realised, wow, this kid really wants to go to the Olympics, because she had done a fabulous swim, but she was in tears after it. So from that time on, we set out a plan for Tokyo, and we said that Tokyo would be the one to go to for experience, get, you know, to feel what it's like at the Olympics, and then Paris 2024 would be her Olympics.
Yeah. So Tokyo was the trial run as such?
The trial run as such, yeah. You know, she was going to train in Ballyshannon until 2020, and then the plan was to head to a college somewhere with a much bigger training program, where she'd be training with people of the same level and standard, and, you know, really incredible program. And I think I knew that would bring her on heaps and bounds to Paris 2024.
I was watching her last night in her post-swim interview, and you could just get a real sense, Grace, of the excitement, the joy, the relief. And it was just, there was something very emotional watching her talk about her love of home and her love of family. And as she said herself, still that little Sligo girl.
Yeah. Family and is very, very important to her. Like when she went to America to college over there in Tennessee, where she's been for the last 4 years, that was probably the hardest thing, was to be away from family. And some of those years were really tough, and that would have been a reason why, you know, she hadn't family or a community around her. So, but they're really important to her, because they have given her so much support and given so much sacrifices over the years as well. As you can imagine, this isn't easy on Mona, but also the people around her, you know. So their family's been incredible, and community, and she loves coming home. And, you know, when we had a final session there together a couple of weeks ago in Ballyshannon, and went for a bite to eat after, and we just had a great time, you know. I knew she was in a really good place, and she was really looking forward to this. So, yeah, means a lot to her at home. She's always really happy when she's home.
Because she did have a point in between where she'd even thought about actually leaving swimming and the sport.
Yeah, there was 2-3 years ago, she was in a really low place, and she was for quitting. She couldn't, you know, she felt she couldn't continue. But we kind of tried to get a good support around her over in America and here at home. She contacted us at a very low time, you know, and we kind of, you know, to be honest, talked through a lot of different things and the reason why you started swimming at the start, and tried to bring it back to the bare basics. It's just the the loneliness and the intense pressure and all that, you know. So thankfully we worked our way through it, and with the coaching team and staff in Tennessee, and we reaped the rewards last night.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to put the enormity of this, you know, the scale of this, really, Grace, for people into perspective today, because Grange in County Sligo is a small village that, by my reckoning, couldn't, maybe I'd say 700 or 800 people living in it. Ballyshannon, probably a town of maybe 2,500 or 3,000, that it was such a huge thing at home in South Donegal to have a 25 metre pool in Ballyshannon Leisure Centre, in having that there. And there is such an enormous level of pride and achievement. And I know that I certainly am one of many Ballyshannon people who has claimed Mona McSharry as being from Ballyshannon, because that is the place where she learned to swim.
Yeah, it is. It's an incredibly proud and achievement for Ballyshannon. You know, we have a pool there since the 70s, and we were very blessed to have it. I mean, I swam myself in Simmer Swimming Club growing up, but and it's just to see her do it in that little, you know, little pool in Ballyshannon. You know, there's no fancy facilities. It was just, we made the best of what we had. And for Ballyshannon and the Gisic Grange, it's such a small little village. It's fabulous. You know, Chris O'Dowd's from there as well, or O'Donnell, pardon me. And he's in the athletics on Friday. So, I mean, it's amazing for Grange to have two Olympians.
It's unbelievable.
Competing. Yeah, unreal.
It really is. Just finally, Grace, you're obviously there. You were in Paris watching Mona's final last night. At what point did you know, because it was quite tight at the end, but at what point did you know that she'd clinched that bronze medal?
Only when it came up on the results board. You know, it was heart-stopping stuff. You know, it was so tight. And as you say, anybody could have, you know, won that race or been on the podium. But thankfully, she got the hand on the wall, because we have been the other side of it. We've been fourth and fifth over the years, and it's a tough place to be, you know. But I was just so happy for her to get her hand on the wall, for them to clinch that bronze medal. But it was only when I came up on the results board, because nobody knew. Nobody in the stadium knew, you know. It was an amazing feeling.
Yeah. How is Mona today?
She's good. We're just texting, and she's recovering today. She's 200 breaststroke tomorrow, so it's back to the grind, as we say. to reality.
Back to
with
it.
The bang. Yeah, back to it. You know, so just kind of get a swim out today and chill and get her into her headspace now again for the 200 breaststroke tomorrow.
Yeah. Listen, Grace, it's been a pleasure to chat to you, and congratulations on all the work that you've done with Mona over the years. It's a huge, huge achievement, and for the Leisure Centre too in Ballyshannon and Marlins Swimming Club. So
yeah, they've been very supportive of us. I have to say, the Ballyshannon Leisure Centre have been amazing when we were coaching. They gave us everything we needed, so it was brilliant.
Brilliant. Well, listen, safe trip home.
Cheers. Thank you so much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.